Hi guys, and welcome to a brand new episode of Your Receipts. You know what this is. It's the episode where we help you guys out with all your problems, your issues, your dilemmas, and just like world problems, basically. We're here to try and help you as much as we can and give our little insights and life experiences, apply those to your situations, and hopefully we can help make the world a better place. So without any further, it's your girl Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
Your girl Tolly T.
And your mama said something and I was so wrong.
Oh, yeah, that order was wrong.
Doesn't sound right at all. Yeah. Do it again. Go on.
It's your girl, Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
And your mama said something and I Sanchez.
That sounds so much better.
Make it a better place.
Hey. For you and for me and the entire human race, there are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make it a better place for you and for me.
That also goes for the planet. Recycle, guys.
Oh yeah. Do you know what? The other day when I was doing Ask Me Anything, someone asked me a really hard question about recycling and about the environment. I was like, take that up with Tolly.
That's Tolly's man.
This isn't my strong point, but I'm trying to do better. Sorry, can I just ask you guys a quick question?
Go for it.
What are your thoughts on like holograms, like of them doing hologram concerts of people, like artists that have died?
I don't agree with it.
Me either. I don't even think it's so weird.
I think let people rest in peace.
Yeah, right? That's why you guys are doing RIP, RIP. Like, let them rest.
I get it. I get the sentiment behind it. But I feel like, I don't know, I think there's something quite like sacred about the dead.
Yeah.
And the thought of trying to bring them back, exactly. Even though if it's just obviously not them and the technology or whatever, I still find it a little bit weird.
Like if you want a little segment that's dedicated to them, then absolutely play the music, play videos, pictures of them. That's not needed. And that's absolutely fine. But don't do a hologram where they're doing up and down on the stage.
That's scary. But I just think it's not needed because we've got the technology to, their music lives on forever.
Yeah. Scary.
Do you know what I mean?
Like play their music, get people to perform their music.
Honestly, tributes.
Get tributes, get videos.
Collects even.
I don't know about that.
I don't even know
how I asked that. I know. I'll be JLo lookalike.
You are?
JLo lookalike. Over.
Yeah, you can do
that. Yeah, you. Me and Keish. Oh my God, where was I the other day? And someone was like, oh my God, are you Keish? I was like, no.
Yeah.
From Sugar Babes.
I still get it till today. There was no, literally, I think it was like the podcasting awards. So I was like, oh my God, are you Keish? Yeah. I was like, no.
You're not.
Really my impression.
But I am.
Solani, that's who I am.
You cuter.
No, but I see it though. To be fair, I looked at her Instagram.
Yeah, I do see it.
Some pictures I see it in.
I do see that in some pictures as well.
But yeah, first dilemma: the most awkward thing I've ever done.
Ooh, I like awkward moments.
Hey, beautiful ladies, greetings from the north.
Ooh.
Hello, Santa Claus.
The South remembers.
The North remembers. Is that from Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
Have you
been watching it?
You people.
Of course I haven't fucking been
watching it. It's
over now. There's Game of Thrones and now all of you are upset. Look at you. Wasted time.
Over. I know. It was, anyway.
It's good. It's trash, isn't it? But yeah. Hello, beautiful ladies. Greetings from the north.
I know, so intense.
I know everyone says this, but I love the podcast
so much.
Why are
you talking like that?
Because she said greetings from the north.
It's set the tone now.
It did.
Greetings from the north.
So Santa, I have to read it like that. Exactly. Greetings from the north.
Santa's wife.
Can you not? Oh my God. Fucking June.
Mrs. Elf is having issues.
Sorry, I'm talking to you.
Mrs. Claus, sorry. She's going through some thanks.
Sorry.
Hey, beautiful lady, this is the fourth time I'm reading this. If you not make me do it again, I'm going home.
I'm not saying a word.
Hey, beautiful lady, greetings from the north. I know everyone says this, but I love podcasts so much. And you're the only thing that gets me through evening shifts at work. I hope you're all doing amazing and keep working hard. The podcast is fire.
Mrs. Claus is still rapping, boys.
So, this is my dilemma. I'm still good friends with an old flame of mine and we talk most days and he's been single for a while until a few weeks ago he changed his relationship status. It said he was in a relationship with someone
who had
an unusual unisex name and I couldn't tell if it was a guy or a girl. Why is that your business? So I looked on to see their profile. Their profile picture was of a guy and my friend is definitely straight. So I just assumed that he made a relationship status with one of his mates for a laugh.
Oh.
I commented on it saying, didn't realise you turned, laugh my ass off.
So rude.
I shouldn't have done that.
That's so fucking rude.
Shouldn't have done that. Just to try and make a joke. And then he messaged me saying that this was a...
actually gonna die.
And the picture,
oh my god,
of the guy
is of her dead uncle. I won't lie, I was mortified. Anyway, he deleted the comment, obviously, because apparently she didn't see the funny side to it. And we haven't spoken in weeks.
Oh my god.
And I feel so awkward since he 9 times out of 10 initiates conversations. And I don't want to start a conversation in case it's really awkward. I've also gotten the vibe that she doesn't like me. Clearly. Because of this, and because me and my friend have been involved in the past, which bothers me because it's important to me that I get on with my friend's partners. It might sound silly, but I'd love to hear your advice. Love you all.
Oh my god. Sorry.
Oh, this is what happens when you try to be too inner, you know.
Basically, when Priyan goes left, basically.
Like, you just didn't need to do all of that.
Literally, like.
Nothing you can do.
There's nothing done.
There's nothing.
There is nothing. It's done. It was. They saw it. Do you know what I mean? Like, he even
just apologized.
Like, all you can do is apologize profusely. Yeah. Like, there's literally.
And I assume you've done that anyway. Because
exactly.
It's been weeks,
but
now.
They still don't want to fuck with you. But you're just going to have to give them time to get over it.
What I'll do is, if that's my match, but hey, you're right. Just start that conversation that thing never happened.
Yeah, yeah. You just have to move on.
You just have to move on.
Like,
and she might not like you outside of the whole picture thing. Mm. She probably wouldn't like you anyway, because like you said, you and her boyfriend have been together in the past. Yeah. So you just have to message a guy if you lot are still actual mates. Like, hey, you're right, how are you? Just keep it moving.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk about what's happened.
You just need to let it go.
Just keep it moving.
That's
it.
That is literally
that's
it. They're awkward situations that are just so bad.
So sorry to hear about his uncle then.
Yeah, that's awkward. Okay, cool.
All right, next dilemma.
Next dilemma.
Fucking hell.
Hi ladies, I'm a 24-year-old Chilean woman from Sydney, Australia. My dad, who was born in Santiago, Chile, moved here and married my mum, who is an Australian woman. Because of this, I'm very pale and I do not fit the typical Latino stereotype. Growing up, I went to a school that had a heavy Latino demographic. I was always bullied for looking the way I do, and began to resent and hate my culture. I began to lie and say that I wasn't Chilean. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Chilean. I wasn't Chilean, as I was ashamed that I didn't look the part. Fast forward to now, 5 years ago, I met the man of my dreams, who happens to also be Chilean. Your girl secured the ring 4 months ago and we are getting married in October.
Congratulations.
My man really wants me to say a speech at our wedding in Spanish, as this is the only language 80% of our guests know. He knows I'm Chilean and that I'm proud of my culture. However, I'm not fluent in the language, since I forgot most of it during my schooling years. I'm worried about doing this and coming off as the white girl wannabe at my own wedding, which is what I was called for 8 years of my life. It'll mean a lot to him. It'll mean a lot to him and his direct family. However, I can't seem to put past the things people said during primary and high school. Yeah, I love my culture and I love my fiance, but I'm also scared of looking like a fool. Help. Much love from the down under. Hope you girls one down have a show down here.
Wrong with you?
Keep flourishing and staying true to your convictions.
Thank you.
Thanks, babes.
If you don't speak the language, then don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, or you could just learn a little something for the speech, like if it's really...
No, I think you guys have read that wrong. She does speak her language, but she's not fluent in it. So my assumption was that kind of someone telling me to do a speech in Yoruba. Like, I know my language, but like, no matter what, if you live in Nigeria, you speak Yoruba every day, you're going to hear my accent. You're going to hear the British twang to my accent, my Yoruba accent. So it's going to sound... thingy. I don't think you should be like, because you're pale or whatever, you don't want to be the wannabe white girl Latino, because you're not a wannabe white girl Latino.
Also, Latinas definitely do come in all shades and colours. So like, it's not one of them things that, you know, they call the white Latinas gringas. So it's like, you're not going to come across as that. Like, you're still definitely Latina, just because you don't fluently speak the language, it doesn't make you less of a Latina. Do you know what I mean? I think you should do whatever you feel comfortable with, because at the end of the day, that is your day also. But if you do speak the language, I think maybe do like a tiny piece in Spanish. Like, it's not that deep. Like, bro.
Yeah, I mean, she was saying it was bringing back flashbacks of being in school and stuff like that. I just think that, you know, the wedding stress and stuff like that, everything just probably seems more heightened than what it is. At the end of the day, whatever kind of wedding you're having, the people are coming there for you. I don't think people are coming there to do a Spanish
test.
Do you know what I mean? It's not about that. It's about you and your, you know, your fiance and your special day. So I wouldn't really place that much emphasis on it. I think just let it go. It's really, you know, I don't want to say it's not a big deal, because obviously I'm not in your shoes, but I don't think you should let it get to you. I think,
yeah, I don't think I would do a speech in Spanish if I was marrying someone Hispanic.
Would you know?
No, I don't think I would. I'd maybe say like a couple lines, like, gracias a Dios. Gracias a Dios, te quiero mucho. But nothing, I wouldn't, no, yeah. Because my reading in Spanish and, yeah, I just wouldn't
Don't think you should do anything you're not comfortable with.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, that's short what day,
you're
short
paying
day.
For them to eat, not the other way around. So yeah. You say and do what you want to do. At
you're that paying wedding. For those tamales, yeah. You know?
So that's my advice. I don't really know what else to add.
Yeah, just do a little remix to it, like throw a joke here and there in Spanish, or like there was no, yeah, no, I don't think there's any harm in like speaking two languages in your speech. Like when the spirit takes you, speak Spanish, and then sometimes when your mouth starts tonguing up and twisting up, speak English or whatever language that you're comfortable with. But yeah, I can imagine it is, because I think it is. It's less the like, It's more, what the fuck am I talking about? It's more the pressures of her remembering like being at school.
Yeah.
And like people bullying her or whatever. And I get that. I can imagine how someone can make you feel less of your culture because they've like bullied you, or because you were too fair to be from this person, because you don't look like that. But you know what you are. You know who you are, exactly. And whom you are. You don't need people to like define who you are.
Absolutely.
So you can never look like a white girl doing it, because
you're not.
You're a Latina girl speaking her language.
Yeah, and also talk to your fiance. Tell him how you feel. Let him know that you're not 100% comfortable with doing a speech in Spanish. And I'm sure he'll definitely support you and understand that. And yeah, I mean, guys, just do your speech, and we wish you all the best. Well, your wedding's in October, so wish you all the best, girl. Mm-hmm. Edmana.
Next, did you say her name?
Edmana.
Oh, okay.
That means sister.
Oh, that's to say. Next, Alema.
Oh, is it me? Mm-hmm. Hi girls, I hope you're well, loving the podcast and your honest advice. So here's my dilemma. 5 years ago, I rented out an apartment from a guy who I have mutual friends with. There was an immediate attraction between us after we first met at his apartment when I was viewing it. And I decided to take up the tenancy.
Of course she's cute, you know.
Extra rent. It's out of her budget even. Mm-hmm. Long story short, we started messaging flirtatiously, which escalated, and he soon became my friends with benefits. Mm. Get that rent deducted, boy. This went on for a few months until I found out that he had a girlfriend.
God.
He didn't tell me about it because he was just casually dating this girl at the time, so he says. Anyway, he later went on to marry her.
How did he get here?
Okay.
We both moved on and stopped seeing each other for a couple of years. During a couple of the years, we maintained contact, and he would always insinuate meeting up, but I had a boyfriend and he was engaged, so nothing happened. Anyways, he got married in September 2018. I broke up with my boyfriend in October 2018 because it just wasn't working. After 2 months of him being married, he said that he didn't think he had made the right decision and moved back into his family home. They are now on a break. In December, we both met after a drunken night out, and we ended up sleeping together. Since December, we have continued to do this. It's always been a non-string relationship, but in January, he told me he was getting feelings for me. I kind of brushed it off and didn't want to get attached, even though I did feel something for him too. We carried on seeing each other purely for sex, but he started to stay over at my flat. And things turned very intimate between us, and it was clear that the feelings were strong. We both had conversations and both told each other how we felt, as in we were both falling in love with each other. But ultimately, he's still married, but on a break. He hasn't moved back in with her and is still at his mum's. I don't want to stop seeing him. I know it's wrong because on paper, he is still married. We just can't control this strong connection we've got. It's been 5 years and the spark has never gone. We are currently seeing each other once or twice per week with overnight stays. The more we see each other, the stronger these feelings get. It's clear we've got a ridiculous amount of sexual chemistry, but also feel something more that's there between us. I don't want to raise a conversation with him about it because I feel like it's pointless, and because of this shitty situation he's in. Sticky situationship, and I just don't know what to do about it. But I know I don't want it to stop. Please help. All my love and thank you.
I always find it interesting that people are comfortable enough to have sex with people, but not comfortable enough to have a sticky conversation with them. Yeah, that blows my fucking mind.
Like, and you wasn't comfortable to see him whilst he was engaged, like, but you were comfortable to fuck him whilst he's married.
Literally blows my mind that, like, I can have sex with you, I can be intimate with you, I can say I've got feelings for you, but I can't have a conversation with you about something. I don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
So I say that to say, have a conversation with him. Like, hey, I'm feeling these things. Mm. And like, yeah, okay, he's married and they're on a break, and a break seems legit because they don't live together anymore. Yeah, his mum's house. Yeah, they have broken up.
Usually guys say that, and it's usually
legit. And I don't know the process of getting a divorce. I don't know how long it is. I don't know how quick it is. Even like outside of on paper, but with like emotions as well. Like, is it? It's going to be complicated. But if I was in your situation, I'm never going to act higher than thou and be like, I wouldn't be having sex with him, because shit, I might. I would have a conversation with him like, hey, I am starting to feel something for you. Do you know the process with you're getting a divorce? Do you want a divorce? How are things with you and her?
Yeah.
And is there something between me and you that you want to push forward?
Yeah, if you're sleeping with him, you have every right to ask those questions, I think.
Yeah, because regardless of you, I think there was issues within that marriage. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there was.
The issues didn't arise because they were there anyway. But yeah, I agree with Tolly. All you can do is talk. If you've got, if you're having sex and you genuinely don't really care and you're happy to just have sex and you don't want to know it's not your business, then cool. But you actually want the answers to these questions, and he's the only person that can give them to you, so you just have to talk to him and just find out where his head's at and just take it from there, just so that you've got some clarity on the situation. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But there's literally nothing else you can do but talk
to
him.
Have a conversation about it.
That's it.
And just
talk.
See where you're both are at.
Just talk, yeah. I mean, you have a great sex life, so I don't see why you can't have a great conversation, you know?
That's fuck. Put it in the conversation.
I'm trying to think, if a man came up to me and be like, hey, like, I'm being honest with you, I'm married, but I'm like, on a break, we're not together, would I see him?
If it was this kind of situation.
On a break or separated?
No, on a break, no. But separated, because I think sometimes divorces can take long because if you can't afford it, do you know what I mean? Or finding the right lawyers, there's definitely like stages to it. And I think that people's lives, you shouldn't have to put your life on hold. But that's only if you're legitimately split up. Like, I'm not talking about when you're still living in the house and stuff like
that. Yeah, that one I don't believe.
But I don't know. I think if I met someone in that situation, I probably wouldn't enter it. But then how else would you meet them? That's the only way you could meet them.
You could have known them for what? Like, her situation, she'd known him for years, true. and then she found out that he's separated.
Yeah, true.
Not all divorces
are messy. I think in her situation, it doesn't seem that bad. But I think if I met someone and they told me that I'd be like, I can't be bothered to get married.
This is like, oh, sticky ones.
Because she's definitely had a previous history with him before he was married.
And there's been no crossover, well, apart from when he was cheating in the beginning. But apart from that.
Yeah, sure.
No, but he was casually dating her. And then he married her.
Yeah, basically, but still.
How do you go from casual to married?
But it happens. So,
whatever.
Chat to him.
All right. This person's not impressed with us. Dilemma sent him for the third time.
Woo, child.
Sorry. Hi. I wrote to you a good while
ago. Sorry, sis.
Okay, first of all.
Okay, let me start again. I wrote to you a good while back. The dilemma was about my mother and the food debacle. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And also about how long distance relationship, Denmark, London. Mm-hmm. Me and my mums have found a balance.
So we did read it.
No. This is the third time she's wrote this one. Me and my mums have found a balance where we both are happy and my relationship is just growing. Amazing.
Oh, amazing.
My mother loves him. My father, who has no sons, calls him from time to time because he misses him, although he says it's just to discuss football. LOL, cute. Anyways, my sister, who is 26 years old, I'm 23, isn't being as easy. We have been fighting almost every day for the past year over the slightest, pettiest things, to the point where I really think I just have to move out. But we all know the housing market isn't easy nor cheap. She will continuously refer to me as a child in front of my friends and my man, which I find to be incredibly disrespectful. I have pulled her up on it numerous times. She says it's just a joke and that I should lighten up. She will drop shady comments to my man that he is ruining me for the next man that will come along just because he surprised me the spa weekend when he came.
Hater.
Come and spa, you know. He will have flowers sent to me and she will say stuff like, these smell bad. I don't get why he's wasting the money on you like this. If and when I move out the family house, it might resolve itself because of space. But how do I function in the same house because I'm really just fed up? Help.
She sounds like a hater.
Definitely a hater. She's not happy with the life that she's living. She's not receiving. She's single, boy.
She must be going through some things. I don't know. I think the sister relationship is that dynamic is just. It's hard for me to advise because I get on so well with my sister. So I just don't really know. Outside of,
I think just ask her. Are you okay?
Asking her what her problem is and having like a real like in depth conversation. If knowing me, I'd probably tell my parents. tell my mum. I would be like, "Mummy, thing is being horrible." No, I'm joking. But I think you have to ask her what her problem is. Clearly, there's something bigger than you going on, and maybe it's manifesting itself in her taking it out on you.
Yeah,
just talk to her.
I think it's one of them ones where you have to be like, look, I feel hurt when you say these things, or I don't like this, and I want to know if there's anything else, if there's anything bigger going on that, you know, we can talk about, or I can help you with, or that you just need to vent on, basically, because, yeah, it's not making me feel nice, and I feel like it's putting a strain on our relationship. And obviously they love each other because they're sisters, they're family. But ultimately, I think, yeah, there needs to be a conversation there.
Because she's... talk to her. I was going to say, I don't know, I think there's something else going on with her and it's manifesting itself in this way. But because she is your sister and you do live in the same house, I would say it nicely. Like, sit her down and be like...
That's the thing, she can't go anywhere.
What's the issue? What's the problem?
Beat her up, bang her in the face.
No, not even bang her in her face. Like, I just think we ever romanticize shit. Even when you said, obviously, she loves her, she's a sister. Sometimes you don't fucking love your sister. It's not by force. It's true. Honestly, if it was me, if it was me and I was with my friends and she's like, "Oh, you're a baby," in that very moment, I call her, like, "Why'd you keep saying that?" Sometimes I feel like you have to embarrass people.
Yeah.
Like when she makes a show to come and I'm like, "So what's that got to do with you?" And I say it in front of people that you're trying to embarrass me in front of.
Yeah.
Because then you realize that you're moving mad. Sometimes people don't realize they're being a hater until you call them out, you know?
Yeah.
So they're like, trust. And then like, so you're like, "Oh, why is wasting money?" It's like, wait, why is that affecting you? What's why is him you? Buying me stuff rather than you?
Yeah. Yeah,
and then when you ask people big man questions, they have to be like, "Oh shit, yeah, like why am I saying that? Actually, yeah, that sounds like a something hatery thing to do, sort of thing." But yeah, I hate calling people haters because it sounds such a like an easy way out to not like really realize what you've done to someone. Oh, she's just a hater. But I'd call her out on her bullshit as and when she does it. It's not like you said you spoke to her about it before and she's not listening. She's still doing it. When she does it, I'd be like, "What's your problem?"
Yeah, she's got a serious problem.
Like you said, you can't move out or anytime soon or whatever. But also, I'm sure the house is big enough for you to like separate yourselves from it anyway. Like, I don't know. I just
But then that just creates such a horrible atmosphere. Do you know what I mean?
But you calling me out and creating a dirty atmosphere. Why do people that are the ones getting bullied or the ones that have to sort it out? Suck your mum, bruv.
Yeah, don't talk to me.
Sorry.
Unless you don't want to talk to her.
Actually, don't suck your mum because we share her.
Oh, yeah. But,
I think call her out on her bullshit. But again, I'm a confrontational person, so maybe that's why I would face it like that. But I hate that. Like, I hate when people try to embarrass you in front of other people.
Yeah, I hate
that's
that. The worst
like don't call me things in front of my friends and think I'm just going to be looking at you.
Yeah. It's horrible.
But yeah.
Okay, cool. Next dilemma. Hey ladies, love the podcast. It's the only one I listen to consistently every week. You guys give the best advice and I know you're going to be boundlessly successful.
Amen.
You know, I love it. Thank you. So I'm 19 and my friend is also 19, has recently introduced some of our friendship group, including me, to her new boyfriend. The twist, he's 38, nearly 39 and also her boss. And he looks about 45 to 50 and not a silver fox. Think more pink and overweight. The thing is, he seems really nice, but something isn't sitting right about it.
Yeah, the 20 age gap.
Yeah, how about that? As well as the age gap, he now seems to be her entire life, both work and personal, and she rarely sees us, but seems happy when she does. Am I right to be a little concerned, or is it truly none of my business? Can a 19-year-old be in a happy, healthy relationship with her 38-year-old boss, or is that just a myth? Thanks in advance for your advice. Best wishes to you all. Do you know what? When it comes to age gaps here, my stance is that anything over 21, I wouldn't talk because that person's technically an adult. But 19 and 39, that's that's wild. I think that for me personally, this is my personal opinion, I think that it's creepy and completely inappropriate.
Absolutely.
The fact that he's her boss, I would think it was weird anyway, if they just met on a night out. But the fact that he's her boss and he's that much older, maybe this is a reach, but there's something a little bit under control. I don't know, some sort of control.
Because what have you got in common with a 19-year-old honestly, and you're 39?
That's just weird.
Did you fancy her from the moment you saw her CV or when you had when you interviewed her? Like, how long has this been going on for? Like, it doesn't.
I don't think you should be having a relationship with your boss. I'm regardless, do you know what I mean? Unless it's the thing whereby you're going to leave the job eventually. But yeah, no, it's not for me.
19 and 39.
If she was 21, then I'd be like, do you know what? There's nothing I can say.
So he was 20. He was like halfway through uni, and she's not even. She didn't even exist.
When you put it that way,
no, I think it's nasty. To be honest,
yeah, it's wrong. It's weird.
Outside of it being a talking situation of something that's nasty, what should her friend do? In all honesty, all you can do is mind your business.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, until like you said, something
your friend's happy. Bear with us. And in situations where we hate, or not hate, but like don't approve of our girl, of our friend's man's.
Yeah.
And as long as they seem they're happy, they haven't said anything disruptive. You said every time she sees you, she's happy, but she's obsessed with him and all is around him. But there's nothing you can do about that.
Sounds like a honeymoon period.
Yeah.
I wonder what they look like though.
She said fat and pink.
So.
Oh no, she didn't say fat. She just said pink. No, she did. She said overweight
and pink.
Yeah.
Mind my business.
Yeah, until something happens or until you start to see a pattern of behavior that you think, no, blah, 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 then you can't really step in. There's nothing to step in on. I mean, outside of just thinking it's weird, but that's an opinion, isn't it?
I'd drop quick, your opinion. Oh my God, I think that age range. I was like, oh my God, I think he's a bit old. Yeah. I'd drop a quick one of those.
He's not even a older painting.
Yeah, I'd drop a quick, oh, he's mad old.
Mm.
But that's about it.
She said he looks 40 to 45, you know.
Yeah, I just drop her, he's old. He probably is 40 to 45.
He probably is.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I'm facing my front.
Yeah. It's not every situation get involved in.
Yeah, I'm facing my front.
Don't stress yourself while she's living good.
Yeah, she's enjoying.
Right, next dilemma. Hi ladies, I know it sounds cliche, but it's only right to tell you how much I love the podcast.
Thank you.
Your stories and advice has gotten my friends and I through some tough times, and I'm so excited to see you guys win hashtag road to episode 100.
Yay.
Thank you. I met my boyfriend of around 5 months in uni. He's in second year and I'm in first, and things have been going quite well. The occasional argument, but nothing too serious. Yesterday, he took a girl out for her birthday whilst I was waiting for him in his accommodation. They are close friends, and yes, he told me beforehand, but by the way it was said, I was under the impression it was going to be a group birthday meal or something. To make matters worse, it was my birthday and he'd done nothing.
What?
I spoke to a friend about this and she said I should look at the situation in isolation. Instead of comparing it to him doing nothing for me for my birthday and see if it still made me feel angry. We weren't in a relationship on my birthday. So even though it would be nice, it would have been nice for him to do something with me, I can't be too angry about it. But in my defense, we were exclusively dating and he did ask me to be his girlfriend not long after that.
Yeah, but not before.
But your birthday was done.
The truth is, even if I think about it this way, I'm still livid. Not only did he not make it clear that it was just going to be them two, but he had me waiting for him to come back. What should I do?
Nothing. There's like literally nothing.
Did nothing
do.
Wrong.
Yeah. I mean, okay. He probably just didn't tell you that it was a one-on-one thing because he knew you'd be upset and maybe he was trying to spare your feelings. Do you know what I mean? But you can't be mad about your birthday because you weren't with him then. So that wasn't going
to happen. No, but I'd be pissed off though if my boyfriend didn't make it clear that it was just going to be them two.
Yeah, no? That's fair, but this happened now. What can she do?
Well, like, he probably didn't not make it clear. Just said, oh, we're going to go for dinner for her birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you just didn't interpret.
I wouldn't make it a big thing. I wouldn't be livid. I'd be like, oh, babe, you could have said. We could have made it clearer. And that's it. Keep it moving.
Yeah,
I think that outside of that, if she doesn't have any other trust issues with him and everything is sweet, then this is really nothing. There's just no point in just making a mountain out of a molehill, whatever the saying is. Do you know what I mean? I just think just let it go. Some things just have to let it go. Would you
pick
always
your
say
battles.
Pick your battles?
I always say exactly. That, pick your battles, man. Because if you have the same reaction to everything, you just sound like you're a crazy. Moaner.
You're just crazy,
you moan. And like everything just falls on deaf ears now because you have the same reaction to every fucking situation that happens.
Exactly.
I definitely think it's that big a deal. And even if you're complaining to him not doing anything for your birthday, sometimes don't, like, so what?
Basically.
Is the answer to that. Yeah. You wasn't in a relationship and you guys were together for 5 months. Mm. Who knows how long he's been friends with someone for? Yeah. I think sometimes some people think that because I'm his girlfriend, I now trump all his friendships.
Yeah.
I've been friends with this girl for 10 years. Like, you left her because of 5 months. You now trump her.
And every every year we go to our favourite Chinese and that's been our tradition.
A tradition
and
now, because you've come along. You're my girlfriend. Yeah.
I'm not going to eat
Chinese with my friend.
Stewed beef.
My friend that's been there with me from day dog.
Broccoli.
My friend that when I'm moving to uni, she helps me move. My friend that is the one I'm calling when I'm upset about you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My friend that even helps to cook jollof when I don't have any money to do anything. Exactly. You know, because we're now, we've labelled each other boyfriend and girlfriend. You now triumph over these people.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I think it's really not that deep.
It's a different relationship, but it's not more important than anything else that I've got going on in my life.
Everyone's level pegging. You just have different, you just bring
it's
different
just
things.
Bring different things. So,
I agree. I wouldn't be livid. Like
I would not
that.
Be angry about like that.
I wouldn't even address it. I wouldn't.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't care at all. That's me.
Yeah, but because you know people know me. I don't have to carry stress.
Why am I carrying stress? Not for no reason. Because real stress will come, then I will address that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I can't be wasting my energy on these petty little things. So let it go, sis. Move on.
Next dilemma. I want new dick.
Whoop, whoop.
In capital letters. Hi, girls. I'm going to start with the usual. Because I genuinely love your podcast so much and it gives me something to look forward to on a Wednesday. Thank you very much. Mm. So I'll try and keep it short and sweet. I've always wanted to lose my V card, virginity, before marriage so I could experiment, but I didn't want to lose it to just anyone. So I settled for losing it with a friend with benefits that I've known for 2 months. My plans kind of once went to shit when he became my boyfriend. We have now been together for almost 3 years and we've had ups and downs, but it's so far so good. We talk about marriage a lot and as a Christian, I know that God has a funny sense of humour. I'm scared that we're going to get married and I would have missed out of my whole phase years completely. Okay, I'm 22. We got together when I was at uni. Listening to Audrey talk about how vital a hoe phase is and how all my friends are experimenting sexually makes me kind of jealous. I don't want to ruin a good thing for temporary pleasure with two guys, but I don't want to live life with regrets. Help, please.
Oh, God. I suppose I should start seeing as I instigated this thing.
This is on you.
Do you know what? It is complicated. I'm not going to lie to you, but I think, right, when I talk about the hoe phase, I'm not saying that it's not a by force thing. I think that when you go through it, it happens kind of organically. And it's not something that I would force. So if I was in a good relationship, I didn't end my relationship to go and have my hoe phase. Mm-hmm. My relationship ended and then I had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if you've got a good thing and you're happy and you love him, like, that doesn't override, like, the hoe phase doesn't override that at the end of the day. I think ultimately finding someone amazing that loves you, that cherishes you, that you love back is greater than any hoe phase you can ever have. Mm-hmm. It just so happened to be that my situation ended and I had some downtime, innit? Do you know what I mean? So I utilised the downtime. So that's what I would say on that. So I don't think that the grass isn't greener. So I don't think you should leave your situation to go and seek out this life, because listen, whole life comes with its bad sides. I know, like, when I talk about it, I make it sound like all fun and games, but it comes with a lot. Do you know what I mean? It comes with life lessons. It's risk. It comes with, like,
heartache.
It comes with all kinds of things. So if that is more important to you and exploring that is more important than your relationship, then by all means, end the relationship. But I don't think you should do that. I think if your relationship ends organically, then definitely take some time out to find yourself and do that. But if not, then carry on being great with your man.
Yeah, I find it so really weird, because, like, we're of this world, we're really accepting of people having sex and having their whole face, but yet we're next to people not wanting to do that.
Exactly.
You not wanting to sleep around or have the whole face, or you've been in a situation where you're happy and you're with someone that makes you happy and you're having sex with him and or not. You don't have to be like, oh, but I'm missing that because all my friends are doing this.
That's
like,
them.
That's them. Like, you don't have to join bad gang. Yep. It's not even saying that it's bad gang, but you, like, it's a personality thing. It doesn't make you boring. Mm-mm. It doesn't make you this. You just don't want to do it. And I just think there's so much pressure for people to be like, you're not having sex. Like, oh my God. Like, you're having sex with one person.
It's not by force.
Like, not everybody's going to do hoe phase because not everybody can take the challenges of hoe phase, exactly. or because some people are happy in their situations, exactly. they don't need to do a hoe phase.
If the opportunity doesn't present itself, then don't take it. That's what I'm saying. I don't think you should force it.
Yeah, like, I don't feel like you...
He's got a good thing. Yeah. Cherish it.
And don't sit there thinking, oh my God, am I going to regret not having the hoe phase?
I don't think you would.
No, you won't, because it wasn't your trajectory, your journey. That wasn't your journey. If you were meant to have one, you would have one. And then whatever lessons you were supposed to get out of that, you would get out of it. Mm. If it hasn't happened, it's because it's not for you. And that's perfectly okay. Like, I had one. I know loads of people that haven't had one. But I don't have more sense than other people that haven't had it. Yeah. It's just my experience and how I've applied it to my life and vice versa.
And the grass is not always greener on the other side.
Do you know what? No. It usually isn't.
Like, don't let your single friends fool you, feel like this jungle is fun, because it isn't fun.
It usually isn't greener.
This jungle is not fun.
You gotta start watering your
grass.
And you
wanna go and ditch this guy for your hoe phase, and then he's gonna end up giving some next girl the life that could have been yours.
Oh, and like, Beyonce, ring the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
You're happy. You're happy. You're both Christians. You're talking about marriage. He seems to be doing what you want.
Mm-hmm.
If it was like, I don't want to get married, actually, if you said, I've been put in a situation, I'm like, shit, actually, this is not what I want. Mm. I actually want to be single, blah, 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 blah. You're just like, oh, because my friends are doing it, because Audrey's doing it. Mm. Sis, Audrey's a married woman.
I'm a grown ass woman now, you know. Listen, I'm talking about 10 years ago. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is not recent, so.
And like, Audrey won't not leave her marriage last to say, actually, I wanted to start her whole phase.
Exactly.
She did it when she was single and was available to do it.
Exactly.
So
that's the fundamental. Mm. That's the major key.
Don't go do follow.
Exactly.
Your
don't
life.
Force it because your friends are doing it and because I mentioned it. That's not a good enough reason. Do it because you want to and because it's organic to you.
Stay with
and
your
this
man.
This is not organic. You love your man.
Cherish what you guys have at this precise moment, because not a lot of people have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So embrace it.
Yeah,
and love 100%. It. And pray for it. Mm-hmm. And does it
and nurture it, me.
Yeah, but that's it.
Yeah.
That is it episode of Your Receipts.
It sure is.
Thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm, usual. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can find us every Wednesdays, which you might know or no, don't know, but we have episodes that come out every Wednesdays. Yep. Thank you for your continuous support. We really, really appreciate
love
it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for emailing.
As always.
Thank you for supporting us, as always,
we
as
love
usual.
You.
Love for the love, my G's.
And if you want to add your 2p, # The Receipts Podcast. On Twitter, bitches.
You know what to
please
do.
I've been your girl, Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Garda's Finest.
And your mamacita, Milena Sanchez.
Ow! Peace out. A-Town down. Doo-doo. Doo-doo.
Yeah.
Doo-doo.
That clap doo-doo. Is so off-beat.
Okay.
Doo-doo. Stop it.
That
clap is awful.
I was singing it so off-beat.
Okay.
Okay.
Check me out. Ice me out. You should ice me.